Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and Sunday morning. It's beautiful here. I love it. I got a new car a couple of months ago, and I had told everyone on Facebook and on the radio and my friends, my family, Angel Coaches, Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. I had told everyone that I was getting this car. I was going to get a convertible in about a year. And it was a year and 2-3 months, I think, I got the convertible I wanted. So it's a Beetle VW. It looks like a pair of blue jeans. And nothing like wearing a pair of blue jeans all day long and being super comfortable, right? And so welcome to the show this morning. I'm going to talk about actually what women want specifically in a relationship, and men, how you can really take care of your lady or your lady now, your lady in the future, or maybe one you want to have in your life back again. And women, you know, I'm going to share this with you too, because there's things that you can do for your guy that will help you. I've been coaching people forever, okay, but I say I'm only 21. Actually, I'm 36, so I've been doing this since I was, first time I saw an angel was when I was 3 years old. And when I saw one, I gave him a message to my mom, and it was true. My grandpa's going to get shingles. I called him singles. He was only three, and he did. He got him about 2 weeks later. My mom goes, "How'd you know that?" And so on goes the story of I thought everyone could see angels, and I found out that everybody can when they're ready, and I just came in ready at a young age. So on that note, you know, my mom, I'm going to share this with you. My parents really did a lot of coaching. They did it through the church, and my mom did it through Reiki and hypnotherapy when she divorced my father. And I saw her find herself, okay, and find her a higher power within her. And I watched her get into a relationship that really served her and him well. And my father, I've seen him have a relationship with someone who he developed a strong friendship with. So coaching came pretty natural to me in the sense of, I respect my parents and look back at what they created, and they created that same kind of desire in me, you know what I mean? Maybe it's just part of my DNA. So enough about that, but I've watched my mom struggle with my father, and I've watched my dad struggle with my mother for years, and they finally divorced, and as I said, each of them went their way and found peace and happiness within themselves. And then they met a significant other, you know. And so how do you create a great relationship? You know, one thing that I've noticed with people, and I'll give you a story right now. I have a lady, and I said she's having issues. She had issues with her husband, divorced him. He still stayed around in her life. And I said, "Do you want him?" She goes, "No, I don't." She goes, "But..." She goes, I don't want him to be happy until I'm happy, and I love this man, and he's not ready to commit to me. And I, you know, a question I always ask anybody that I'm dating or a client, I will find out what their relationship with their parents were. And, you know, I love my mom and dad. They were great, but my dad didn't have a mother because she died at a young age, and my mother didn't have a mother because she was put in a boarding school. And so I realized that I needed to really work on myself, and which I did. And one of the key factors is I have a wonderful relationship with my father. In later years, I had a wonderful relationship with my mom. You know what I mean? So, and to this day, she's over on the other side. She died of a massive heart attack years ago. Her lifestyle, she worked on herself, but she didn't change some things that she really needed to change. And that's okay, because she left when it was her time to leave. So, ladies and men, when you're dating a woman, and she looks so hot or he looks so good, one of the things that you want to ask in some point in the conversation initially is what were their parents like? And you can do that in a super casual way. I was close to my mom. I was close to my dad. I'm still close to my mom. I'm still close to my dad. You know, I talked to a guy the other day, and he says, "I raised my parents right, and it's time for me to let him go." And he was in jest, but he had a close relationship with his folks, okay? And you could see that in his relationship with his woman. And he goes, "I learned how to treat a woman by watching my mother, and she told me what to do. Okay, so what if they don't have a great relationship? Well, they, you know, they may have done some things like really worked on themselves. There's a lot of kids out there that become adults that don't have a great relationship. That's a key question to ask right there. What kind of relationship? Because you're going to find out with that, we'll open a door up and you can see, are they angry and bitter? Now, going back to my client, she says, I don't want my ex-husband to have somebody before I do. And so, you know, she was keeping him around. And I said, you know what? And ladies, gentlemen, this is key. If you are angry at your ex for something that he did or did not do, or he has a great relationship or an okay relationship with a woman or a man, and I see this more with women than I do with men. I want you to know that. Women tend to live in the past a little bit more when it comes to relationships. Then what you do is you say to that person, I because she wants to love somebody else, he won't commit to her, but he, you know, as of that time. And she said, I go, you got to forgive him, your ex-husband, and you got to let him go. And I said, because it's going to give you more room to love your new man. How can a new man come in when you're wishing all the bad stuff and you don't want that your guy to have a, you don't want your ex-husband to have a relationship? Who cares who he's with? You're holding on to something that isn't yours, not yours to hold on to. And I said, your power truly comes from releasing and letting go. And so she says, you're right. And I said, so what you got to do, okay, and you look at this and you say, I choose to receive more. I release my ex-husband and wish him, I release whoever his name is or her name is. I release my ex, Betty, my ex, Lisa, my ex, John, my ex, Bruce, whatever it is. Or I release Bruce and Joe, John, Betty, whoever, and I wish them the best. And in the morning time, it's the best time to do that. You can do it before you go to bed too, morning or before you go to bed. But every morning, I wake up and do 3 minutes of gratitude, okay? What am I grateful for? And I'm grateful for that I have the ability to release somebody so that they can receive more, and in turn, I receive more. It's a circle of life, you guys. And you're not going to believe how much that changes. Let me go back to the one person I'm talking about. With her, I said, you've got to release him. I said, or you hold on to him, you're never going to be able to be in a great relationship. So, and I said, what does that look like? Well, you're in a relationship now that you enjoy a little bit because he's sporadic when he shows up for you. She goes, you're right. And I said, and you're holding on to this guy, your ex-husband, because she goes, I just don't want him. He's got a woman. Will he marry her? Can you believe this, right? And you're like, well, I'm like that, Tree, or I know somebody like that. We all have somebody that we know that's like that, right? And she says, and I don't want to let him, I want him to be happy, but I want to be happy first, and then he can be happy. If he's happy before me, I don't want that. That's one of the most insecure things or selfish things that you can do. And yet, the only person that it hurts is you, okay? When you drink the poison meant for your enemy, okay, then the only person hurting is you. And I say that, man, I want to cry when I say that, but it's so true. So wish that person love, wish that person forgiveness, say you forgive them. He can receive more, she can receive more, you can receive more. Really key right there, guys. Look at the relationship of the parents, all right, and see how they are. If they had a great relationship with their folks, good. If they grew up with a single mom, had a great relationship, didn't know the dad, that's okay too. You're looking for some continuity in their childhood. And it doesn't mean that they can't develop it, but a lot of things are developed by the age of 8, right? And it doesn't mean you can't be with them, because when you start questioning them, you know, I dated a guy actually pretty recently, and he told me, he goes, you know, my father was a general in the Army and didn't stay with us. I didn't know him very well. When my mother married somebody who was a great dad to me, and he had died about 2 years ago. And he said, my father and I still don't know each other well, but I have a deep respect for him because he supported us all these years and, you know, and taught me about being responsible. He's a general in the Army, right? And can you imagine how close you can get to that guy? I was teasing. Because you can get close to anybody when they open up and you open up. So that is key right there, okay? And so I told her, I said, she goes, okay, I'm going to work on that. I said, before you start working on it, let's do this. I'm going to use her as an example. I said, you need to think about your higher self, okay? And I said, we can operate in the ego or the personality, easing God out, the personality that, you know, when I get information, I ask for it to come through my soul for someone when I'm doing a reading. And so, you know, you can ask for the same thing. I want to connect with my soul, my higher self, to get the information or to send the information. So in the morning time or at night before you go to bed, I told her, I said, let's connect with your higher self. And I said, so you can connect with your new man's higher self, because the only way you're going to get this guy is when you release the old. Buddha says it now. I sent a quote out to, it's on my Instagram, I think, about living in the now. If you want to go to our Instagram, go to Angel Coaches and start following us. I send some great things out there and get great things from other people. It's such a creative effort on Instagram with all of us working together, don't you think? So Buddha says, live in the now. Don't take your energy from the past. Don't take it from the future. Live in the now. And we know that, but really it's important because this is how it can affect you. So anyway, the young lady that I'm talking about, I said, okay, here's what you do, all right? And her parents, you know, her mom, she had issues with her mom and dad. I said, you need to forgive them. I said, not only do you need to forgive your ex-husband, forgive your parents. They did the best job that they could do. Okay, we all have parents that make mistakes, but they do the best job we can do. Remember this, years ago, they didn't have the stuff that they have now, you know. And years ago, you can go on the internet, find out how to be a good mom and dad in literally seconds. And so I said, forgive your mom and dad. They didn't know what they were doing. They did the best they could. So how do you forgive and move past this so you can get a great love and connect with your higher self? And then you can start connecting with his or her higher self. I said, first of all, that higher self, that soul self, is the place of unconditional love. You guys remember it or have experienced it. A lot of times we do that when we have a baby, women. A lot of times we do that when we have an orgasm, men and women, and men too. All right, ladies, you're saying, oh, he just doesn't do it just for the sex. And sometimes he does. I get that. Men are driven differently. But when we have an orgasm and we're intimate, sometimes we experience it when we're working a charity or thinking about how somebody has helped us in the past or helping us now. That's unconditional love. Sometimes it's when you get married or you're walking down the aisle or you get the engagement ring or you give the engagement ring. And so that's unconditional love. That's that time your soul's coming through you and you're not operating from a personality and you're operating from that the soul level. So what does that look like? That means that when you do that and you find that part of you that's unconditional love, ask that part of you and you're going, three, that sounds crazy. Maybe it does, but it does work. And I told her to do this. And so she says, okay, I've got children. I will do it because I can go back to the time when I was having the baby or the first time I held my baby. And, you know, and I said, great. And so she started doing that. And I said, now, before you do anything, you ask that higher self, that soul self, what do you need to work on within you? And then she came back to me. We had another session. She came back to me. She goes, forgiveness. I need to work on forgiveness. I go, yeah, we talked about that. She goes, well, I asked my higher self and to blend with me, to combine with me. And I just said, that's what you do. You connect with your higher self. You say, I want to blend with you so you can be part of my process, thinking process. I hope this does not sound too complicated because it is pretty easy when you're doing it. I'm just giving you a lot of detail. And she says, okay, I'm asking my higher self to help me. What do I need to work on and help me with forgiveness? And then I sent, when I was combining or when I was doing this with my higher self, I sent my old ex-husband, I'm saying that, she called him by his name, of course. She goes, I sent him love and light and wished him well. And then she said, I did that with my mom and dad who had died. And I said, did you do it for yourself? And she goes, yeah. She goes, I could feel myself crying. And she goes, so I'm learning to forgive myself. That's huge, you guys, because when you start doing that, it works. And then she started connecting. I said, now you want to connect with your guy who you want to be with. And she goes, I would love to spend more time with him. Now, remember, he had left and would show up sporadically. So she connected with her higher self once again, forgave herself, forgave her parents. And sent love and light to her parents and sent love and light who are on the other side. It sent love and light to her her ex too as well. So she was connecting with her guy that she wanted a relationship with, and she said, I felt him. I found that part of him that is unconditional love when we've been together. And she goes, I remember there's been times that we've had great conversation, intimate moments, not only sex, but conversation, kissing. And she goes, that's a part of unconditional love for him and for me. And she goes, that's what I recognize. And I said, did you ask him if you could connect with him? She goes, I did. So key there is asking that part of your soul or his soul or her soul if you can connect. And he gave her permission. And you're going to say, is it going to be a yes or no? If it's not, okay, you'll get a feeling about that. If it is, if you feel nothing, then it's okay. If you feel a strong yes, then it's okay. But if you feel nothing, it's okay. I want to clarify that. So she did that. And anyway, so she started talking to him. She had worked on herself, asked permission, found out the relationship of his folks, you know what I mean, what was going on there, you know, because she needed to understand about him, his blueprint, so she could understand how to connect with him. And he had a great relationship with mom and dad. He just had a really bad relationship with his ex-wife, and they had divorced many years later after she cheated on him. So, you know, he had a little trust issues there, and that's what she found out. And also knew, she goes, I just want to be with you. Like, she was afraid to talk to him in person. She talked to his higher self like that at night before she would go to bed. She did it at night. I like doing it at night. You can do it early in the morning. And she talked to him at night, and she goes, I want to be with you. I'd like to see you more. And how can we do that? Would you open your heart? Would you open your time? Would you open your schedule for that? And this is what I want to give you. I want to give you love. I want to give you respect. I want to give you joy and hope. Remember, in a relationship, you guys need to remember this because it's a hard one. I know I need to remember it too. It's not about what you get. It's what you give. It's always about what you give in a relationship, okay? She's asking him for more time and telling him what she's going to give him. But, guys, whenever you're looking at that woman or man, what can you give, okay? And so she was very clear with him what she was looking for. And then when he, about 2 weeks later, after she started doing this, he called her. And he says, I'm coming. I would like to see you XYZ time. So they came over, and she goes, Tree, I remember what you said. It's like what I can give. Because he's telling me how much he missed me, and I told him how much I missed him. And then what can I give? What can I give to you? And that's what she's saying in her heart. And she got messages from her higher self. She got feelings about things. And so she said, I always just want to, and she looked at him straight in the face. And she goes, I really just want to know what I can give you to make you feel at ease of being here with me tonight. And blew him away, you know, and he goes, just be yourself. Isn't that cool? And so herself had learned to forgive. And herself had forgiven, her higher self had forgiven herself and forgiven the ex. So anyway, they had a wonderful time. And she continues now and still to this day working with his higher self and working with her higher self. How can I be better? So this has been a few months ago. I think 2 weeks ago. I want to say this because I haven't gotten the dates wrong. But it doesn't really matter, right? 2 weeks ago, you know, they had started seeing each other, and he had been more consistent in letting her know where he was at and what was going on. He called her and said, he said, I want to come in. And he goes, you know, this is more than just casual. And, you know, she had always wanted him to say that he loved her. And he goes, this is more than, he told her, he said, this is more than just casual for me. And she goes, and she told me, she said, and his higher self tells me he loves me. And I said, of course, because that's unconditional love. And so anyway, he came in a couple weeks ago, and their lease is up. One of them, his lease is up, I think, in December. And she's bought a house, and he wants to move in with her. And build a life with her. That's what he said. Now, how does that work? Well, first of all, women want, you know, we want a commitment. Men do too, except a lot of times they compartmentalize things. And so women, we need to be, when we talk to a guy, a lot of times we're like a big old jigsaw puzzle, and, you know, in the sense of, where's this piece, where's this piece, where's this piece? And we talk in riddles. Right? We talk, we say, oh, no, I don't want you to come. You don't have to come. And yet we really want them to come by. Or that's okay if you're late, and it's really not okay. You know, or we say, can you come to lunch? And they say, oh, I can. I'm busy. Stated right. And we act like we're not. So we're sending out a bunch of riddles there with men. And men, I want you to know that. Women talk in riddles. I talk in riddles. You know, I try to be direct now. you know, because I want, you know, working with my higher self, I go, I've got to be true to myself, right, and give the correct information, you know. So, you know, I had someone call me last night, I'm going to be 45 minutes late. And I was like, okay, that's a little bit much. And I go, and there's a client. And I said, listen, if we make a plan, she goes, let me explain why I'm 45 minutes late. And she did, and I'm cool with it, right? But, you know, before I would swallow it and say, oh, that's not cool, I have to rearrange everything. Well, I had to rearrange some stuff, okay, to do the appointment, but I understood why, because her car was late getting out of the service department, but she was really direct with me, and I got it. So what I'm saying to you guys is that women will talk in riddles. When you're wondering if they want to see you, and they go, oh, it doesn't really matter, I don't want to push you. They really want to push you, and they want to know the truth about what you're feeling, okay? And ladies, when you ask your man out or ask your guy, and you go, oh, I want him to ask me, I get it. But let's say that it's, you know, you want to, I'll give you an example. I had a friend of mine he's a great runner, and I wanted him to go out with me and another friend, a girlfriend of mine, because we just wanted, I like him as a person, I find him attractive. And he said, I go, do you want to go out with us? He said, no, I can't. And you know, before I've been like, oh, God, you know, but since I've worked on myself, like we all do, then I was like, okay, if you can't go with us, and he goes, I can go out with you after this, you know, whatever. He goes, you guys get together again. So, you know, a guy, if you're like thinking it's not that he's trying to blow you off, that he really would like to go out with you, but he just can't do it that day, be really clear. And some of you are saying now, I don't want to ask a guy out. Sometimes to ask someone out to get to know them better within the realm of friendship is really cool. Okay, you know, or when you're dating someone and you guys been together a while and you want to take him out, you know, because he's taking you out all these times, then, you know, you go, hey, you want to go out with me? And I'd like to treat you to dinner. I'd like to take you and treat you at my house or take you out to a restaurant. I don't cook, so mine would be a restaurant. You know, so, but if you do cook, you can do that. And if he says, I can't do it that day, okay, and you guys are in between serious and not serious, that there's that pause moment, then, you know what, you say to yourself, okay, is there another day that's better for you? Or sometimes you can ask a guy, because guys, they're not thinking, I can't be with her. They're not talking in riddles. They're usually pretty direct. You just say, hey, is there another time that we can be together? And that works better for you. I've got this date free, this date free, this date free. Give him three choices. Or if he says, no, this doesn't work, then say, okay, let me know. I'm free after XYZ time or whatever. Just put that together, because the guy's not trying to say, no, I don't want to see you in most cases, unless he's a total jerk. And you don't want to go out with him anyway, right? Or the women, guys, they really want, if they're not being really direct and they're like being kind of quasi about things, or you don't feel like they're putting a lot of emotion in it, a lot of times they're just afraid. Okay, we talk in riddles. Please remember that, all right? And that's just the way we are. And there's no rhyme or reason for it. And a lot of times we just process different. Try to be direct, ladies. Try to be to the point and try to let them know that you care. Okay, and that's okay, right? Do you understand? Because if you're coming from desire about finding the right guy because you are the right girl and you have a lot to bring to the table, then, you know, then you can say, I've got this to bring to the table in your mind, and you go, and you can be so direct with that guy because you're not needing him, you're desiring him. And guys, the same thing, you're not needing her, you're desiring her. And that really comes from working with the higher self, you know, working on yourself, the higher self, doing those things, you know, those rituals that you do at night or in the morning, tight, connected with your higher part of you, and do that first. Do that first, because we're always going out to find that joy and happiness. When we find it in ourselves first, then we're going to be able to find it in that relationship as well. Okay, women, guys, need to feel safe. They need to know their emotions are safe. They can be crazy, great, wild sex, and that's cool. Right? Do you understand? They can do that with you, but unless you're making them feel safe, they are going to be withdrawn and hesitant. In most cases, that's the way it is. Women need to feel emotionally safe, okay? And one night stands, you know, a lot of times I have friends of mine that it's not my thing, but that's okay if it is your thing. But ladies, if you're wanting a one night stand, don't look for commitment out of that one night stand, okay? If that happens, great. So, men, if you're wanting a one-night stand, make sure that woman is clear that it is just for now, Okay, I've seen people get so hurt for that, and I've got a lot of friends, I've got a lot of clients. I've been doing this coaching forever, for years. Okay, and the one thing I'm really, and I read an article about this. When it comes to a one night stand, be clear with the woman that you're doing that with. This is only for the now, the Buddha moment, the now, and so she's not looking for you to call her tomorrow and set up a ritual of being with her. Okay, and she's not hoping for that because she knows what you're looking for, and if she's looking for the same thing, great. If she's not, get out now. Because you're hurting somebody. No, it's not you're hurting for somebody. She can experience pain, and her energy in experiencing pain, hoping that you'll call, hoping you'll do something with her, will affect you, and because we all are connected. So it will affect you. You know what I mean? You don't want anyone thinking negative about you because they're thinking, or why don't you call? You're a jerk because you're not calling. Or, you know, or that you must not like the sex. This is more of a woman thing, okay? I'm not saying that men don't do that, but this is more of a woman thing. Then realize that she's wanting more, and find that out before you get to that point, okay, if you can. I have, out of all the clients I've had one client, no, two, that have really wanted a one-night stand just for a one-night stand, okay, just for sex. You know, I've seen women go out and get even with their exes or their boyfriends or, you know, their husbands, but just for sex, I've seen it twice, okay? So be really clear on that because it will affect you guys and women. It affects you too as well. So that's a couple of things right there. Let's see, what else I was going to share with you? If you're looking for a great relationship, the higher part of yourself, ask that relationship part of you to come in and be a guide there, believing in yourself. Also, before you ask for that to connect with your partner's higher self, make sure it's okay. I like finding out what the relationship of the parents were with them because it doesn't mean that they can't have a great relationship, but there's, you know, forgiveness is key here. And then also, what was I going to say? Also, you know, knowing that that being clear on your intention. Okay, too, as well, and make a woman feel safe. And women, I don't want to forget this one. You know, your guy needs to be heard. So he's not looking for a solution. He just wants you to hear him, okay, and know that you could be a great sounding board for him. Don't offer a solution unless he asks for one, okay? But just, you know, you look at him and say, hey, I want to hear what's going on with your day, and he can go rattle off a bunch of stuff or talk intensely about a bunch of stuff, whatever that looks like. But be there to listen to him. Let him know he is heard and you care. That's what you need to do with him. Okay, he's a, you know, men are, I love men for that reason. We make it complicated because we're talking riddles. Men will just tell you, you know, you guys are wonderful and with that. And you can also, and my client friend, she asked for Archangel Shamuel to help her, who is the Archangel of Soulmates. He helps strengthen soulmate relationships. So, you know, you got a lot of power there, you, with yourself, your higher part of you, with God, that's the higher part of you, with Jesus, with Buddha, with Archangel Shamuel, whoever you believe in. Anyway, so that's good. Really quickly before, because the show's going to end, one of the things that we're doing is we have LA Talk Radio show on, well, we have a radio show on LA Talk Radio. It's Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Go to latalkradio.com/ I go to Channel 1, Angel Coaches. Listen to us. It's a great show. We also have a new Facebook page, facebook.com/DearAngels. Dear Angels, actually, 911. So you can find it, Dear Angels. And you can ask a question anonymously, and we'll give you the answer there on our new radio show. So if you guys want to do that, great. Like our page there. Like our page on Angel, facebook.com/angelcoaches, Dear Angels, 911. You can find it on Facebook, I'm sure. And it's a new Facebook page. And make an appointment with us. I do readings, and I can really help you where you can get the results you're looking for. It's all about what you're getting, the results you're looking for, right, and not spinning your wheels. 954-636-9401 is my phone number. Anyway, you guys have a great holiday. We will talk to you soon. Bye now.